This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are those who will argue, and honestly, no offense intended here, but logistics is very few people's idea of sexy, which I get. Unless you want your stuff, whether you're a buyer or a seller, to get where it is supposed to be on time. That is the setup for this. We've got an update on the state of the shipping industry this week, courtesy of the latest Logistics Managers Index. Pretty weak in November, actually, down the most since April of 2022, back when companies had way too much inventory on hand, inventory that was getting stale since people weren't buying much of it, a very undesirable situation. But as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports to get us going, the weakness in logistics now is less concerning.
All that inventory that was building up around April of last year was not that great for the overall economy.
Warehousing and storage costs went up to the highest levels that we've pretty much ever seen.
Zach Rogers is a professor at Colorado State University.
And that was a real contributor to the inflation that we saw in the spring and summer of 2022.
Rogers helps put together the Logistics Managers Index. And he says now the sector is looking weaker because inventory levels are down. That's because consumers are buying a lot of that inventory.
You know, Thanksgiving, Cyber Monday, Black Friday, we had spending all the way through. And it looks like we're going to have a bigger holiday season than we did last year.
Meanwhile, retailers are trying to keep their shelves pretty lean, says Jason Miller, a professor of supply chain management at Michigan State University.
As supply chains have normalized, you just don't need as much inventory to keep those customers happy.
Miller says that's encouraging for freight prices after they took off like a rocket earlier in the pandemic.
And even though we've come down steeply, prices are still more expensive today than what they were 4 years ago for a lot of these services.
The logistics sector has plenty of room to grow, says Lisa Elram, a professor at Miami University in Ohio. She says it should do that by becoming more efficient, not more bloated. Companies might invest more in electric delivery vehicles or in AI to improve inventory management.
So that we can have lower logistics costs and good customer service, but don't necessarily need more inventory to do that.
Elram says we can expect inventories to stay low as supply chains continue to stabilize. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.